Please rise from your mattress.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall show forth your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. For it is good as to the Son, as to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, O Lord, and my Lord. Amen.
Oh, come, let us worship the Lord.
Our lesson today is recorded in the New Testament letter to the Hebrews, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 5th verse. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God." So far the lesson. These words speak of the Messiah. The 10th chapter of Hebrews begins with a commentary on the insufficiency of the bloody animal sacrifices of the Old Testament. They were insufficient because they had to be repeated every single year. If they were sufficient, the writer says, then those who sacrificed would have been purged completely and would have no more consciousness of sin. And yet, it was commanded that this sacrifice be repeated yearly. And so, the letter says, it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Now, when we hear those words, we are reminded of the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, in the 16th chapter of Leviticus, where God commanded that ritual in which two goats, one to be sacrificed on the altar and the other, the scapegoat, was to be sent out into the wilderness bearing the sins of the people. And again, God commanded this to be a yearly sacrifice. But then our minds jump to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, where the sacrifice and the bearer of sins becomes one in the suffering servant, the Messiah. And we read in Isaiah 53, "He shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. And by his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many." And so this atonement is complete. In it, all of the demands of God are satisfied, and God is satisfied. In that sacrifice, everything is finished, and there is no more. Now, our lesson points us to the Word, the Son of God, made flesh, when it says, "Sacrifices and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me." This sacrifice, God intends, is his Son, the one who became one of us and became all of us in his death. That, of course, points us to the incarnation, which we also celebrate this week, in which the eternal Son of God, the Logos, has taken to himself human flesh, the body that God has prepared for him. And he has gone willingly to the cross. He says, "I have come, as it is written, to do your will, O God." There we remember, of course, the memorable words as Jesus prays in Gethsemane when he says, "Not my will, but thine be done." And because it is God's will, he treads that lonely way to suffering and death on the cross. But it is not only willingly, it is also everlastingly. It need not be repeated. In this sacrifice, our Lord is satisfied. It is finished. Now, what David says then is still true. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, that is, a contrite heart, a repentant heart, and a believing heart. So the one sacrifice of the Son of God in the flesh, that is accomplished for you once and for all. Receive it in faith. Believe it for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. We rise for the Te Deum.